Chapter 14. How on the way he heard two knights as he lay by night in a valley, and of other adventures. And therewith he armed him. So right even afore him there met two knights. The one came for froward Camelot, and the other from the north, and either saluted other. "What tidings at Camelot?" said the one. "By my head," said the other, "there have I been and espied the court of King Arthur, and there is such a fellowship they may never be broken, and well nigh all the world holdeth with Arthur, for there is the flower of chivalry. Now for this cause I am riding into the north to tell our chieftains of the fellowship that is withholden with King Arthur." Page 114. "As for that," said the other knight, "I have brought a remedy with me that is the greatest poison that ever ye heard speak of, and to Camelot will I with it, for we have a friend right nigh King Arthur and well cherished that shall poison King Arthur, for so he hath promised our chieftains and received great gifts for to do it." "Beware," said the other knight, "of Merlin, for he knoweth all things by the devil's craft." "Therefore will I not let it," said the knight, "let cease." Returned a text, and so they departed in sunder. Anon after Pellinore made him ready and his lady, and rode toward Camelot, and as they came by the well thereas the wounded knight was and the lady, there he found the knight and the lady eaten with lions or wild beasts, all save the head, wherefore he made great sorrow and wept passing sore and said, "Alas, her life might I have saved, but I was so fierce in my quest, therefore I would not abide." "Wherefore make ye such dole?" said the lady. "I wot not," said Pellinore, "but my heart mourneth sore of the death of her, for she was a passing fair lady and a young." "Now will ye do by mine advice?" said the lady. "Take this knight and let him be buried in an hermitage, and then take the lady's head and bear it with you unto Arthur." So King Pellinore took this dead knight on his shoulders and brought him to the hermitage, and charged the hermit with the corpse, that service should be done for the soul, and take his harness for your pain. "It shall be done," said the hermit, "as I will answer unto God." Page 115. Chapter 15. How when he was coming to Camelot, he was sworn upon a book to tell the truth of his quest. And therewith they departed, and came thereas the head of the lady lay with a fair yellow hair, that grieved King Pellinore passingly sore when he looked on it, for much he cast his heart on the visage. And so by noon they came to Camelot, and the king and the queen were passing fain of his coming to the court. And there he was made to swear upon the four evangelists to tell the truth of his quest from the one to the other. "Ah, Sir Pellinore," said Queen Guinevere, "ye were greatly to blame that ye saved not this lady's life." "Madam," said Pellinore, "ye were greatly to blame, and ye would not save your own life, and ye might but save your pleasure. I was so furious in my quest that I would not abide, and that repenteth me and shall the days of my life." "Truly," said Merlin, "ye ought sore to repent it, for that lady was your own daughter, begotten on the Lady of the Rule, and that knight that was dead was her love, and should have wedded her, and he was a right good knight of a young man, and would have proved a good man, and to this court was he coming, and his name was Sir Miles of the Lawns, and a knight came behind him and slew him with a spear, and his name is Lorraine le Savage, a false knight and a coward, and she for great sorrow and dole slew herself with his sword, and her name was Elaine. And because ye would not abide and help her, ye shall see your best friend fail you when ye be in the greatest distress that ever ye were or shall be. And that penance God hath ordained you for that deed, that he that ye shall most trust to of any man alive, he shall leave you there, ye shall be slain." "Me forthinketh," said King Pellinore, "that this shall me betide, but God may foredo well destiny." Note 1. Thus, when the quest was done of the White Hart, the which followed Sir Gawain, and the quest of the Brachet followed of Sir Tor, Pellinore's son, and the quest of the lady that the knight took away, the which King Pellinore at that time followed, then the king established all his knights, and gave them that were of lands not rich, he gave them lands, and charged them never to do outrageously nor outrageosity nor murder, and always to flee treason. Page 116. Also by no means to be cruel, but to give mercy unto him that asketh mercy, upon pain of forfeiture of their worship and lordship of King Arthur for evermore, and always to do ladies, damosels, and gentlewomen succor upon pain of death. Also that no man take no battles in a wrongful quarrel for no law, ne for no world's goods, Unto this were all the knights sworn of the Table Round, both old and young, and every year were they sworn at the high feast of Pentecost. Explicit the wedding of King Arthur. Sequitur quartus liber. End of Book 3.